nice to have Andrew Bensley in the studio. It's nice to have someone in here. It gets a bit lonely, Andrew.
It does at times, doesn't it? Are you a Julian or are you a Jules?
I get mainly Jules.
You get Jules? Yeah, you got to answer to anything these days anyway, haven't
That's
you?
Right.
Especially
but
when
being,
some...
Been called
in.
Worse.
Now, did someone just bring you in a coffee?
Yeah, that was Ross.
Oh, jeez, you get the treatment downstairs.
Down here.
Up on the fifth floor, it's like get your own glass of water. we're going to have to look up that on level five of our building.
We need to get Dan Hardy to be a bit better than that.
Yeah, no, he goes all right, but he's a bit sluggish on the coffee. Anyway, we'll chase that up. It was a tremendous weekend of sport and racing. And I've become a Formula One fan.
So many people have got back on board this year because it's been an amazing title race.
Well, it has.
Seems to have captures people's imagination again.
Well, I think the coverage that we have the privilege of watching now, it's sort of you can watch it every night, the practice and all that sort of stuff, that you get a bit more into it. And I'm no car junkie. I fill the car up with petrol and that's about it. But it's so intense between Hamilton and Verstappen. But thinking of the Williams family, you know, the company was sold last year.
That's right. Yep.
And, you know, he put so much into racing. He's probably developed it as much as any person, the Formula One.
Yeah, he's right up there in terms of the most influential people that sport has ever seen. There's been some nice tributes as well from people like Lewis Hamilton. This morning, speaking of nice tributes, there was plenty of nice tributes before Saturday. For Glenn Boss, spectacular day out there, Caulfield, weather-wise, good crowd. Unfortunately, not quite the fairy tale, not that he seemed too concerned, but not quite the fairy tale finish that, given the horse that he had, most people thought he would get.
Yeah, Spanish Mission went in as the shortest prize favourite to win the race in many, many years. Americane won the race in 2001 at $1.50, and he started at $1.40 Spanish Mission and didn't get home. I think we all wanted the fairy tale, but they don't often come true. And I think all of us watching the race around the bend knew that there was some issues. The horse is a stayer. Talking with Peter Moody after the race, he thought that hindsight's a wonderful thing, but maybe the toughness of a Melbourne Cup run just took the edge off Spanish Mission going into the race. But for Glenn Boss, I mean, congratulations go to the Melbourne Racing Club. They've had a couple of jockeys that have finished up at Caulfield through the years, and they do a fine job. Josh Rotter is a driver of it through the Melbourne Racing Club. The way that they farewell Glenn Boss before and after, I thought, I'll wander down to where the horses go out of the straight. I thought if Bossy celebrates past the winning post, then he's going to be standing up and it won't be a bad video. Anyway, sadly, he gets beaten, so it's it's not much. But I stood there and waited for Bossy to come back after the race, and it was interesting that he came back with Damien Oliver, but they came back 2 to 3 minutes after all the other horses. And I think it was that Bossy just felt the moment, that he took himself just a little bit of time before he came back and enjoyed it.
Yeah.
The emotion was there pulling up, but by the time he got back to the Manningyard, Julian, he was there to celebrate it all.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was great to see his reaction after the race. And obviously such a popular jockey. And no one will ever forget what he did on Maccabi Diva. But that's only part of the story. I'll ask you about Damien Oliver in a moment. But that meeting, the fact that meeting has been moved to Caulfield, it's a bit later in the schedule as well. Overall, would you say it was a success on the weekend?
I think it was. I think it was purely that there was crowds back at Caulfield. They've been, you know, it's them and the Valley that have missed crowds for 2 years of their spring. And I think that the Melbourne Racing Club want to develop this day. And I know there's many that have been saying, well, how can they have the Sandown Guineas or the Sandown Cup at Caulfield? That will probably change with time, with the race names. They might, you know, there's a lot of talk about Sandown, whether that'll continue racing in years to come, whether it'll be sold off. That is being worked through at the moment. But the Melbourne Racing Club are very keen to really give this day a lot of energy, make it the culmination, make it the final day of Melbourne Spring Carnival. So it's not a one-off. They really want to do a lot of work on it.
On this same date, do you think it'll be?
Yeah, I think that they're keen. I think they'll wrap themselves around the Ballarat Cup and the other country cups that we have and then have it at the end. I think there's a push that maybe we should have more city racing after Flemington. I mean, there's a view out there that all of the spring should be back 3 weeks. Now, the Victoria Racing Club don't want to do that because we know the first Tuesday in November is the Melbourne Cup. That is history for hundreds of years. But there is a push out there that maybe we need to push it all back. We'll have fresh air, the footy finishes. There's no cricket in this time frame. It doesn't start till late November now. So, you know, maybe there is a line to that. I don't think it will because the Melbourne Cup probably stays.
Yeah,
where
I think
is.
The person that normally sits in this chair has been pretty big on pushing it back for 3 weeks, but you just can't see it happening.
No, I don't think it can because I think that the VRC don't want to change the day of the Melbourne Cup. So therefore, does the Valley or does the Melbourne Racing Club add an extra meeting around so we have, you know, suddenly we come to the end of Flemington and then we're going to the country. Do we need another city meeting in there to give us the adrenaline that it's still the spring carnival?
Yeah, that's an interesting talking point, that one. You always hear Bensley Monday to Thursday, 8 to 11, and Saturday, 9 to 12 on SEN Track. And this morning you had Damien Oliver on.
Yeah, look, I spoke to Ollie simply down to his relationship, his friendship with Glenn Boss, but also what Damien is thinking about his own future. He's holding equally the record amount of Group 1 winners in the country at 109. Does he want to ride into the future? This was Damien's response.
You know, I had a great spring for me this year and still really enjoying the riding and still getting really good support. So they're the things that keep you going. You know, it's, I suppose when you see Bossy, he's found it hard to get rides in recent times and that probably made it hard for his motivation, to maintain his motivation. But, you know, and he's actually moved around a lot, so that can be good for you sometimes. You know, you see him move from state to state a bit, but also overseas as well. So, you know, it's a good effort, and only a few jockeys can do that, go to ride in different countries and make an impact straight away. But at the same time, it can probably hurt you a little bit as well as far as building up relationships. But, yeah, as I said, I'm getting great support at the moment, particularly through Godolphin, who, you know, I've really enjoyed teaming up with in the spring. And as long as I'm still riding well and getting good opportunities, I'm happy to keep going.
So it'll be interesting. Mm. You know, he's at a level now that, you know, he's got a lot of young jockeys coming through and really pushing him. But just listening to him this morning, I think that he wants to maybe get that 110, make it the record and build on that through an autumn. Will we see him in the spring of next year in 12 months? I don't know. I think that it's just how Damien's body is. He's been riding for a hell of a long time. He's had injuries along the way. He's got to continue to keep an eye on the weight. Will he last through to another spring? We'll wait and see.
Yeah, let's hope he's got at least one more spring left in him. So Melbourne Carnival is now done. What are we looking at this weekend and beyond?
Yeah, Pakenham Cup, which is on the border of Melbourne now, how the growth has gone out that way. They've got the running of the Pakenham Cup. There'll be a lot of city horses at the end of their preps and other horses that have come through that will line up in that race. Perth this week, we've got the Kingston Town Classic as the feature race there. And it follows up on Saturday, Jules, where we saw an unbelievable win by Graceful Girl in the Group 1 Winterbottom Stakes, owned by Bob Peters, Leviathan WA owner. She just absolutely, it looked like she joined in at the home turn. She just came from last, ran away, winning by an ever-increasing four or five lengths from Stage Man, but she's got a very bright future. I think this week is going to be interesting. The partnership in Perth, many racing followers would know that Grant and Alana Williams, husband and wife, train for Bob Peters, who's got so many good horses. There's been a lot of talk about that the pair or the three of them are breaking up, as in the trainers and Bob. I've got Grant. He's happy to come on tomorrow morning and talk to me about it. So I'd suggest that there's going to be some news evolving about this. And it would be, you know, if you were based in Melbourne, it would be a very strong partnership being broken. This is a major story coming out of Perth. So I don't think Bob Peters is too happy the way that it's been put out there, that Grant and Alana are leaving. I think this next 24 hours will be interesting just to see how it plays out.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating listening tomorrow morning on Bensley, 8 to 11 on SEN Track. Andrew, thanks for popping in.
Good on you, Jules.